Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
We're just outside of Thirsk on Herbs Unlimited's farm. We're here today to experience the open day and find out why Class 1 use Herbs Unlimited. And to start off with, I spoke to Joe and to Eddie, who were here from Class 1.
It's Herbs Unlimited's annual open day, and here we've invited our chefs to come down and have a little bit of a tour around the farm, see what's new, try things they've never tried before. Some press here, and it's just a general good thank you very much for being our customers and giving us all a little taste and trying different herbs. It's a great day. It's really informative as well.
Why Herbs Unlimited?
Buy local. It means the money is put back into the local economy. There's no food miles involved or limited food miles involved. And also, working with people close, we build up a nice relationship. We can come over and see them. We can take chefs around the farm, even not on open days. It's like an open farm policy. And so these local businesses that we try to support at Class 1, where we buy our strawberries 3 or 4 miles away, our asparagus just on the outskirts of Harrogate, cauliflowers, leeks, salads, all coming out of Lancashire. Buy as local as possible, seasonal as possible.
Now, I know we've got Eddie here as well. Eddie, you're doing an apprenticeship at the moment, aren't you? And
yep.
You work really closely with Herbs Unlimited. What yep. is your role then with Herbs Unlimited, with Class 1?
So I buy all the herbs to be delivered to us for our chefs.
What's that like? What's the process? Talk us through it. What's the process of, right, I want some herbs, and then do they just arrive the next day to the places where they need to go? How does it work?
So I'll ring them up, give them my order, and then they come to us that night. Our pickers will pick them, and then they get sent out on deliveries the next morning. So it's a quick turnover.
I'll be honest, I don't know an awful lot about herbs. I was tested in the office this morning and completely got it wrong. There is a huge variety here for local restaurants, local caterers, isn't there, that they can choose from Class 1?
Exactly. Here at Herbs Unlimited, they have a lot of the herbs outside, the ones that are weather tolerant. There must be 15, 16 polytunnels here. We're in a polytunnel now, and it's full of flowers, different coloured flowers, different types of flowers. Don't ask me to tell you them all. And we'll go next door, and there'll be different parsleys and different types of herbs. Anything that a chef wants, we can get. And the great thing is, like Eddie just said, is that they arrive on the chef's table less than 24 hours old. That's what the chef wants, and that's what we like to see. Is nothing goes to waste, because it's a very quick turnaround, and that's how it should be.
Philip Dodd is the Managing Director of Herbs Unlimited, and he's been telling me why it's so important they have great relationships with their suppliers, such as Class 1.
It's what our business is about. It's our USP, is to work with the local guys, and partnering with them helps get our product into the marketplace and to the chefs. And it gives them an opportunity to see where the product is coming from, and it isn't just a label at the end of the day. There is actually something behind all of that. Mum started the business 25, 26 years ago with a passion for gardening, and equally, she's a chef, she wanted fresh produce in the kitchen, and she decided that there was never any fresh herbs. I enjoyed it from the age of 12, I think I was, looking for an option to drive a tractor, and so for me the two went hand in hand, so that's where it started from. And then we've just grown it up from there. We developed the site we're on now with the Buzzinworth family back in 2002, and we've grown it from there.
You've had a big open day today, haven't you? So what was that all about? Why did you get people here today?
So our idea is to connect with our customers, speak to the guys who are using our products at the coalface effectively, and equally show them what else is on offer here that we're growing on our farm in Thirsk, Yorkshire. So we've got quite a diverse range of products and customers, and it's quite difficult sometimes catching everybody at the right time. And because we're a seasonal business, we've only got produce available during the summer months of our own. So it's very much about getting everyone to share that and just get some ideas going, really, as to where we can use some of these herbs in cooking, in drinks, any other products that people are using on that.
How challenging is it, for example, with the weather? You know, we have a month, I think it was last month, where it's unseasonably warm. It's really warm. It's the hottest May that we've known. But then another month it might be pouring it down with rain. How do you cope with that, with the supply and demand that the local chefs want and suppliers like Class One?
I'm always an optimist, as you need to be as a farmer. And we harvest what comes to us, really. And sadly, this spring, we've had a very late spring with the wet weather. Yes, May was glorious, but equally, people forget that April and March and February and the rest of the winter was dreadful.
Wipe it from my memory.
So we've, and it's sort of been my pitch on the way around. We were 6 weeks behind at the end of April. By the end of May, we were ended up probably 3 weeks behind, because that change in weather made such a difference to us. And we're only as good as Mother Nature, so we're harvesting what she gives us, basically. But it's more than that. We're trying to find different ways of growing so that we do keep our season as long as possible. We've put more polytunnels up this year. We can start the season a month earlier, and we can finish a month later at in the autumn.
So from here, we're just outside of Thirsk, Joe. Whereabouts do you distribute this to for Class 1?
Well, these herbs come to us, if we ordered this morning, come to us this evening, and we send them out the following morning, and they'll be out to York, Harrogate, Ripon, the Dales. We go as far as Lake District into Lancashire, and yeah, we've got a good distribution network now. So these herbs are all over the place.
Can you say we see your vans flying around everywhere? Going,
well, I hope not. Not flying around.
Not flying, yeah, maybe not that. But we see them going around everywhere and getting out to everywhere and delivering fresh.
Exactly. The key is buy it locally, get it turned around and out within 24 hours, and then everybody's happy.
So the next time that you go to a restaurant and enjoy some nice salad, just remember it's come fresh from Herds Unlimited and Class 1.
Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.